difficult. Arsenal is still a part of me. I say my club when I'm talking about it, and even though it's in other hands now, I'm still as passionate as ever about the club, about the supporters, about the players who are selected, coached, supported, and pushed to give their best. What matters to me are the game and the men, those moments of grace that football offers to those who love it and to give it their all. Matches won are precious memories, and matches lost, the ones I still don't dare watch again, continue to haunt me even many years later. What should we have done? What happened? My whole life has swung between loving victory and despising defeat. I'm passionate about football, and that passion has never dimmed. When I arrived at Arsenal, the English didn't know who I was. The question "Arsenal who?" came up time and again. I understood I was only the fourth foreign manager in the history of top-flight English football. The first three had had mixed fortunes. The English codified the rules of football just as the French perfected wine. We don't often ask an English person to come over to make Bordeaux. For 22 years, I tried to make the truth of the game and the pitch prevail. I had already known defeat, disappointments, huge anger, departures, and fantastic players, but no team had become part of me quite like this one. The club changed so much, and I changed with it. And football has changed with us. My kind of football, the conditions in which I pursued my passion, the freedom I had, my longevity as the manager of a club, these things have all but disappeared. I'm not sure a player today who still didn't have a club at 14 or a coach until he was 19 could go from a French departmental championship to League One and play so many matches and have so many adventures. And nor am I sure that a manager nowadays could have overall management responsibility for a team like Arsenal and choose his players in the way I did, with total freedom and total involvement. I was fortunate, but I know what sacrifices I made too. In recent years, football has undergone many profound transformations. Some of the changes, I think, are more striking than others. The increasing number of foreign owners, the emergence of social media with its demands and excesses, the unremitting pressure on and isolation of players and managers, and a time when expectations have never been higher. Football has changed a great deal, both pre- and post-match, notably with more analysis of the game. But one thing does not change. The 90 minutes still belong to the player, 90 minutes during which he is king. European football is no longer dominated by three clubs, as it once was. The other teams have moved up to their level. Analysts have taken on a very prominent role and are involved in matches right from half-time, making it possible to understand the game better and to have objective criteria for analysing the match, whereas previously everything had been left to the subjectivity of the manager. Nevertheless, the manager remains the sole decision-maker. Statistics and science must be a part of performance analysis, but they need to be used in combination with a deep knowledge of the game. The latest studies show that players are demoralized by too great a use of statistics, no doubt because they feel that individuality is lost in the process. More than ever, a manager is responsible for a team's results, even though he doesn't always have the means to influence every decision. Comments about him are always exaggerated, one way or the other.